This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us as we talk to Amanda Sivko, the program supervisor with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeastern Pennsylvania. This is an organization which we had reported on locally in years past, but the local chapter shut down. But now this area is being reached by another chapter, which is based in Luzerne County, but it serves throughout our listening area. In fact, they're serving some new counties in our listening area, and Amanda's here to share with us that information and tell us more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeastern Pennsylvania and just what they do. Amanda, thanks for being with us on the program. Amanda, let's begin with simply a definition of Big Brothers Big Sisters. For folks not familiar with it, I feel like it's something that's been around so long that most people have an idea of what it is, but give us the rundown.
Right, of course. So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-on-one mentoring program, okay? So we serve youth in the community that face some type of adversity, right? So adversity meaning some type of challenge, right? So that can basically mean anything. So we serve a very wide variety of youth. Could be anyone that may be having some struggles with academics, or they may live with a single parent. I mean, they may live with two parents and have multiple siblings. They don't get that one-on-one time. Could be living with grandparents, kind of anything. So it's a very wide variety. And the whole point of the program is just for these bigs to come in just as extra support, right? They're not coming in replacing anybody in the home or in the youth's life. Just coming in as extra support, as an extra friend, someone that they can talk to if maybe they don't have that person that they can go to or they feel like they can go to in their life. So that's our main goal.
And I had a friend who was involved in this, and seeing that connection firsthand really sells the program, I think. Do you find that you know, once people get a closer look, they say, wow, this is really a good way to reach kids that need it?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we've had bigs talk to us that have just explained that, like, wow, I am really just getting as much out of this program as I hope my little is. Because, I mean, they get to learn. Sometimes it's about another culture, about another lifestyle. So it's really just getting to know them on a personal level. And some of our matches go on to become very close family friends, where not just the big and the little are getting together, but the big is becoming friends with the little's family and vice versa, the little becoming close with the big's family. So, I mean, that's our main goal. Like, we want to have that long-term connection. We do only ask our bigs for at least a 12-month commitment, but I mean, ultimately, we're really hoping for this long-term connection so that they can have a lifelong buddy, a lifelong friend, someone they can always go to.
And we had Big Brothers Big Sisters chapter here locally until a few years back, and then I started to hear of your organization's work here. So kind of lay out the organization.
So we cover 11 counties in total. Okay, so we serve Columbia, Montour. Luzerne County is where our main office is. We serve Monroe and Carbon, Wyoming, Lycoming County. And so what happened is about a year ago, we broke away from our sponsoring agency. So our sponsoring agency was Catholic Social Services out of the Diocese of Scranton, based in Scranton. And we broke away to become our own independent nonprofit. And when we did that, we became Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeastern Pennsylvania. So we are still the same program. We just have a different name. And we have a new governing system is basically what that means. And we picked up Lackawanna County, which has been pretty great, as well as Northumberland, Snyder, and Union County. So we have a very large area that we serve now. And how that kind of happened, so there was an agency that covered Lackawanna County in the past with a few other counties, and a few years back, probably about 5 or 6, maybe even 7 years ago at this point, there was an agency that covered Northumberland, Snyder, Union counties at that point, and they did close a few years back. So we were able to bring services back to the area. And that's pretty new to us. Just a few months ago have we been able to communicate with some of the agencies out there to be able to start including services in those counties as well.
Okay. Yeah, that was very disappointing to me after I had seen the good that was done to find out that that was no longer here. So I'm very excited that there is a way for folks here and throughout our listening area to get involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters. Let's talk about the numbers. I mean, how many kids are you serving currently? You know, here in our area, if you can break it down, how many kids are there that need a big that you're still working on trying to recruit folks for?
So throughout the entire service area, we probably have about 200 youth that are still looking for bigs to be matched with. Specifically in your listening area, I'd probably say about 50 or 60 are still looking. So, I mean, there's definitely a need, and we are always still looking for more youth as well. And I mean, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking your service area, Columbia, Montour, Sonoma, Newton, Northumberland, and I'm including Lycoming in that as well. And so it's a pretty large area that we're still looking for bigs. And I mean, we are still looking for littles too. So anyone who wants to enroll a youth can do that as well.
For people who would like to become involved as a big, what will there be as far as the process? There has to be, dealing with children and someone else's child at that. I mean, obviously there's got to be some kind of a screening background check, so forth. What can folks expect as far as that process and maybe a time frame on, the day they say, I want to do this till the day they can do it?
Right. So you're right. There is an enrollment process. And I mean, ultimately, that starts with either an online inquiry or them reaching out to our office saying they're interested. And within that, I mean, there's an orientation. Usually that's done via phone, just going over the program, make sure they don't have any questions. There is an application that we send out, which includes collecting like clearances, so like your child abuse and your state police clearance, fingerprints, things like that. And we do ask for references. So we ask for at least 4 references, one being like a family or spouse, an employer or coworker, and then 2 friend or neighbor references, preferably individuals that know how this volunteer interacts with youth. And then once we get all that information back, there is an interview. Right now, we're in the process of still doing a lot of our interviews via Zoom. And within that, I mean, it seems like it's a really long interview, but it's really just finding out about them, finding out what they're comfortable working with. We do match youth 7 to 14, so it's really making sure that we're not putting anyone in a situation where they're uncomfortable. So, I mean, being matched with a 7-year-old is going to be way different than being matched with a 14-year-old. So being able to make sure that both the family and the big are in a situation that they're comfortable with is really important to us. So that's a lot of what the interview is talking about. And so once the interview happens and all the references are called, we have all clearances, things like that. There's just a training that they complete. It's just a pre-match training. It's about 1.5 to 2 hours. It's all online, very easy to complete. And then assuming they get accepted into the program, and then we go through the matching process. And it's really just taking all that information from the interview about what they're comfortable with, what they feel their strengths are, how they feel they can best support a youth, and finding a youth that really can work with them, or vice versa, really taking that youth and finding the volunteer that works best for them. And like I said, really just having that positive support for everybody and making sure that everyone is in a situation that they're all comfortable with.
And you mentioned you look for a 12-month commitment. Week to week, though, day by day, what should someone expect? What are they looking to do with their little? I look at myself and I say I'm pretty boring. I don't know why. It would not be very entertaining to a child. But what kind of people are you looking for?
So, well, we do ask for at least 1 to 3 hours a week. So, 1 to 3 hours a week for at least a 12-month commitment. We call them outings. And so those outings can really consist of whatever the big and the little are interested in doing, like with respect to what the parent or guardian says they're okay with. But I mean, that can be as simple as going for a walk or going to the park and throwing a baseball. You know, it doesn't have to be anything insane and crazy or expensive. We encourage free activities. The whole point of the program isn't to take this little on all kinds of expensive activities or crazy adventures. It's really just getting them out into the community and giving them that support that they maybe don't get at home, or giving them that ear to listen. So it's not, we don't ask for anything like that. And the more activities that you're really just doing to get to know each other and where you're able to talk, I mean, we do what's called a home assessment. And so that is done around the time of the interview, where it gives the volunteer the opportunity, if they're interested and if the parent and guardian are open to it, to bring the little back to the volunteer's home. And within that, like, child safety is our number one priority, so we make sure there aren't any safety concerns at the volunteer's home. And so, I mean, they have the opportunity to cook dinner together, or if they have pets at home, they want to take the dog for a walk, anything along those lines. So that's kind of what we're looking for and what we call those quote-unquote outings.
Okay, so you don't have to be a big-time entertainer. You can take a walk or go to the park. I like that. So for folks who would like to become involved, or involved either as an adult volunteer, or perhaps someone listening says, I'd like to get my child involved, what is the first step they should take?
So they can go to our website, which is www.bbsnepa.org, as in Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeastern Pennsylvania, or they can give us a call at 570-824-8756.
Okay, and like we said, you're based in what, Luzerne County?
Correct. That's where our main office is, but I mean, we have staff that cover all the areas, even though we're based in Luzerne County.
Okay, so there will be someone, regardless of where you are, that's ready to help you and take you through the process and get you involved. And again, a thank you to Amanda Sivko with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northeastern Pennsylvania organization. Amanda is the program supervisor there. They're based in Luzerne County, but they now cover our entire listening area if you are interested in becoming a part of this organization. Again, their website, bbbsnepa.org. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.